This is so Atlanta special, yeah. Run it all down through Georgia, all down through the South, all through the Gulf of Mexico. When I was a little boy, I was starting to catch this train. I never forget, I was 15 years old. I heard that train that morning at 8:45, I was hitting up rail. I had my mule going to the field to do some flying for my old grandfather. But when this train was coming out of the line, she picked up in it. I said, whoa. My mule stopped. I said, I believe I'll try the world. I eased on out there and I caught the old freight train and went on down. All down to Gulf of Mexico and everywhere else. I got to thinking about Atlanta, Georgia. I said, I believe I'll go back with my old grandmother in the back. One night I was sitting down boiling some corn down on the railroad track. I thought about what my old grandmother told me years ago. She said, son, you got to reap what you sow. If you don't be a good boy, you're going to have bad luck. I made me reckon up this way, Atlanta, Georgia. This song. I'm sorry. Back in Atlanta, Georgia, old lady lived that name, Miss Easter. She said, son, I hate one of your records about Atlanta, Georgia. She said, can you play it now? I reached back in my guitar case and pulled my old raggedy guitar out. So glad to get back home. I come up to playing this song for Aunt Easter. I wanted anything to eat. I was sitting there looking out toward the railroad track. I never forget it. She brought me ham and egg and toasted cheese and a hot cup of coffee. When that straight line came by going into, I dropped my head and I dropped my food. I said, now I got to ride the straight line. She said, sir, what is wrong? I said, well, Easter. I said, Booker got to go. That train was trying to check that morning. Hey, Easter asked him, would I know the train if I could hear it? She said, you're too young. You don't know nothing too much about hoboing. I said, well, I'll tell you, Easter, if I can hear the bell on this train, I can tell you my old body. Well, that train jumped in that 50-mile color bell, but getting the tone like this. Made me thought about when my baby got sick and she died. They called me up. Well, she run in that 50-mile country, throw on that break for that 10-mile. So he asked me, she said, why you was born there? I said, you was down in Georgia. She said, that's why you can play that old guitar, can't you? While we was talking, she heard that train coming in that 50-mile car. Two old ladies was on that train crying and somebody pulling down the blind man, get him sick from the engine to the coach to slow down. You can hear him choking that train, especially down, coming through Louisiana like that. When the man threw that red light on, you can't show, dog. It come that 50-mile cut. Now he's on out there to the station. I told her he stopped thinking for food. She said, son, don't forget what your mother now used to told you. She said, take life easy. I jumped on out there and got in the blind. That train jumped on out of town. I was steady jumping down through Georgia, Louisiana. Got on down to a place called Pull Tight. That's in Louisiana. They were stripping sorghum and everything that got on it. I jumped off the freight train for a job asked the man for me something to eat. He said, can you strip sorghum? I said, I read about it, but I ain't never did it. He said, if you eat anything, you're gonna strip it. I decided to do a little piece of work for him. He went in there and got me sorghum, molasses, corn, bread, toasted cheese, hot cup of coffee. My chain was in the yard. The chain blew. When I hear that chain blow getting off, I said, I'm fixing to start distributing it. She struck out.